O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Alleluia. Listen, my child, to the precepts of your master. Incline the ear of your heart. Receive the instruction of a loving parent. Take up the bright armor of listening deeply, and enter the struggle with Christ who reigns. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Alleluia. It is the hour to wake from sleep. Listen to the Spirit speaking to the churches. If today you hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Alleluia. Who is the one who loves life? If you answer, I am the one, then keep your tongue from evil, seek and strive after peace. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Alleluia. What can be sweeter to us, beloved disciples, than the voice of Adonai inviting us? Behold, with such loving kindness, God shows us the way of life. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Alleluia. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Alleluia. The blessed Abbot Benedict, sure guide in dark and troubled days, has shown his countless children here the paths of peace and God's own ways. He dwelt in heaven while on earth, true man of God and man of prayer. For him the love of Christ was all, and God was present everywhere. He left all things that bind the heart in poverty to find release. Unmoved among the things that change, he sought and found a lasting peace. He died among his many friends, while lifting up his hands to pray. In glory clothed he lives again, and we rejoice with him today. Now Benedict, with monks and nuns around him like a crown of gold, gives praise to you, blessed Trinity, in splendid light and time untold. Amen. There was a man of venerable life, Benedict, blessed both by grace and in name. who even from the days of his youth bore within him a mature heart, in his ways transcending his years, he resolved to prefer nothing to Christ. Alleluia. May we learn to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, and may he bring us all to everlasting life. I will bless Adonai at all times, God's praise always on my lips. In our God my soul shall make its boast, the humble shall hear and be glad. Look towards God and be not ashamed, let your faces be radiant with joy. This poor one called Adonai replied, rescued me from all my distress. God's angel surrounds all those who call, to save them from all they fear. O taste and see, Adonai is good. They are happy who trust in this love. Revere Adonai, all you who are holy. They lack nothing who trust in God's name. Though lions may hunger and find no prey, those who seek God are not disappointed. May we learn to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, and may he bring us all to everlasting life. Come, O children, and hear my teaching. You will learn to revere Adonai. Do you long for freedom and fullness of life, many days to flourish with joy? Then keep your tongue from speaking of evil, your lips from lies and deceit. Turn from evil, do good for others. You must seek and strive after peace. The face of love turns away from evil, that such deeds be remembered no more. The just call Adonai hears, rescues them from all their distress. The just will suffer from anguish and trial, but God will be there to save, a guard to keep watch over all of their bones, so that none of their bones will be broken. May we learn to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, and may he bring us all to everlasting life. Adonai is close to the brokenhearted. Those whose spirit is crushed will be saved. Adonai ransoms the souls of the poor. Those who trust shall not be condemned. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. There was a man of venerable life, Benedict, blessed both by grace and in name, who even from the days of his youth for within him a mature heart, in his ways transcending his years, he resolved to prefer nothing to Christ. Alleluia.
A reading from the Book of Proverbs. My child, if you accept my words and treasure up my commandments within you, making your ear attentive to wisdom, and inclining your heart to understanding, if you indeed cry out for insight, and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver, and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand reverence for Adonai, and find the knowledge of God. For Adonai gives wisdom. From God's mouth come knowledge and understanding. God stores up sound wisdom for the upright, and is a shield for those who walk blamelessly, guarding the paths of justice and preserving the way of faithful ones. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live, and do not confound me in my expectations. I bind myself to do your will. Do not disappoint me. Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live, and do not confound me in my expectations. I will run the ways of your commands. You give freedom to my heart. Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live, and do not confound me in my expectations. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live, and do not confound me in my expectations.